With Kirby.
To televise, either just to tape or to televise live from 103. And, Art, did you find the memo that you had been copies for us?
It's in the memo.
Okay, because Marcia, I think Marcia did a memo for you. And I know, did all of you
Barbara,
get it? I got it, but I couldn't retrieve it. I couldn't find it. I don't know. One of the things we approved in the budget was reducing the amount of staff time and the number of staff that would be needed to televise our regular meetings. And I think, if I recall, that the proposal or the what Marcia pointed out was we could do something similar, which is more of a remote, that the big cost would be the cameras. And that there would be staff time involved. And it was about $22,000, if I recall correctly, for cameras.
Based on the average meeting of 3 hours, I haven't been to a 3-hour meeting.
You might be right.
I was an average lawyer.
Yeah?
If Johnny wouldn't ask questions when we're about to vote.
I'm on record as being in favor of these, I'm just like the city, a lot of the city commissions, city committees do it. Same thing with the county. I think those things are nice and very valuable to watch. The grunt work that goes on in committees and citizen committees and stuff like that. But cost issue again. So, ideally, it's a wonderful thing.
Okay, we approved the change for McDaniels, is my recollection. That was in this year's budget.
Yeah, that's in the works.
So the real question is, do we go forward with doing a system for 103? And I realize there is a cost, but I also think that it's a pretty important. This is something that I have raised at various times since the very first time I got on the board, because the discussions, the communications we get from the public, all of the things that happen around this table, I think, are important information. And you know, Jim Zellmer and group are taping, but they're not able to have this available in total in the way that some people might want. So, Marcia, I know that McDaniels is set up so we can televise live. Is there a problem of televising live from here? Does it require anything extra?
A little bit. There is a connection going from here to upstairs, which is the main.
So that's not a big issue.
That's one of the cables, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how would the cameras be? Would you envision switching this table, or, you know, how would you suggest putting, like, the cameras?
Well, one, we would have to shut the shades so you wouldn't get any sunlight.
Sorry, Ed Bloom.
Yeah, we can accommodate what you have set up here. The other suggestion I made is that you hold these meetings in McDaniel with a similar configuration, because that equipment will already be in place. It will require us doing microphones probably in the ceiling or somehow hardwiring microphones here on the table. Probably we'd only do two camera, and it would probably be, you know, at either end of the room. So sometimes it might be confusing to the viewer because you're essentially crossing the vector line in TV. But we can deal with that. In here, we would only do two cameras. It wouldn't, because of the number of times and the configuration of the room, it wouldn't make sense to do three cameras in here. We'd probably have to add a little bit of lighting too, which isn't in this budget. And this was from a year ago, and I would add a little more to the cost of the initial purchase of the equipment.
Can we just get an intern?
If we did every committee meeting, it would definitely impact our operation, not just financially, but in logistically, in terms of how our staff is used. And I would definitely advocate for being able to create a work study contract service with the UW, similar to how the city channel does theirs. Right now, we do not do that. There would have to be some discussions with the union to make that happen.
How about, Carol and I had talked about this a little bit, in terms of McDaniels, the fact of the matter is that kind of the committee meetings, even when you have board discussions, it's really sure you're talking to the mic, you know the camera's here, but you're trying to talk to your colleagues, and
yes,
you're like...
I understand.
Yeah, it's...
Part of what's also been approved in our budget is replacement of those tables. And the tables that we'd be replacing with can be reconfigured in whatever, like these, except they also fold up. So they can be reconfigured in smaller circles, ovals, bigger circles, semicircles. So the configuration that you're used to seeing and operating in McDaniels, that's not what it's going to be. Also, you don't necessarily have to have the gooseneck coming out. I mean, we could have the flat microphones.
There was also like some questions that Carol and I talked about in terms of again being in McDaniels, the board is up high and the people are down low, and that's, I don't know if that's kind of a good thing in terms of wanting to engage the public. It mm-hmm. just it doesn't feel good, to be honest.
I can understand that. You can. On the stage, we've successfully sat over 30 people. So the same kinds of chairs that are set up here, there's no reason why you couldn't set those on the stage as well. And that would take care of the issue of when these committee meetings have overflow and you have to take the time to move them into there as well.
What is the timeline for that?
I don't know. I guess the question is, what's the timeline for?
We're targeting McDaniels to be done by November.
A long way away.
That's a short
time.
And we're doing it on the cheap. I mean, because the sound system has to be replaced.
That's the problem, doing it on the cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
How much more money are we talking about? We're covering heavy committee meetings.
Well,
the equipment's going to be there, but
right. The staffing is in this table here. Where is my table? Okay. So with the robotic cameras, it's probably about $100 an hour for staff. Without the robotic cameras in this room, it's about $163. Hence the value of the shorter meeting.
Once the cameras go up in McDaniels, I said that it would be okay. The board takes with the new tables down there, right? It'd be better than take our meetings down there. W with those windows.
That would be the coziness.
Other views. I don't How do I get that?
If anything else, I mean, if we can't agree on the budget, that final budget, when we're in here, we're doing the stickies and all that other stuff, that needs to be televised. And I would move to approve any amount of money that it would take to make that happen on that given night. I think if people were able to see what we went through on that particular night, I think they'd have a, and they sat through it and watched that whole thing unfold, they would see the type of decisions that we have to make on this board. And it would just, I think it'd be very powerful for people to see. Right now, they just pick up the paper and they see it. Oh, yeah, they made a decision. Yeah, they're, you know, they're probably in and out of there in 20 minutes, you know. I mean, no. That night should be on televised.
Typically, in our budget, what we accommodate, what we budget for, are the monthly regular meetings, anything that's been a public hearing, and then budget forums that you hold in the community. So all of those are covered in our existing budget. So anything above that, we could figure out how to fund.
Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
I would go for McDaniels just to avoid the additional equipment costs, but it would be interesting if you could get more information about a work study and whether that could lower personnel costs, whether that would be something you could do. If it's, I don't know how many hours, whether that's easily, whether we could get some of that information or make an estimate of how many hours we spend in committee meetings over the year.
Well, actually, I think the personnel cost would be fairly constant, whether it was here or there.
Right.
So, yeah.
But whether we do it or not, yeah. You know, are we talking $20,000, $30,000? How many dollars are we talking about
in a year?
Yeah. You could probably take last year's set of meetings and get some general estimates of how long we went.
And then compare that if it were with a work study contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whether that's something that we can talk to you about.
Bill?
So, Marcia, you said the city uses the work study person there. Is that for all those small committees? So that's somebody who's not getting paid out of the city?
Oh, no, they get paid. In fact, that was my first job. You have to be eligible for work-study funds as a university student, and the university pays $3 to every dollar or $5 to every dollar that the organization pays.
So that's pretty, I mean, those are reliable folks. I mean, they do great work when I watch the show, right?
And they have good training.
We could even train some of our high school students too.
Well, that is a possibility because next semester, spring semester of next year, a district-wide high school video production news class will be held in McDaniel, and so those students, and part of the course is a 6-week work experience placement, so it's possible that could be part of it.
I was going to say, like Herzing College,
We cannot have interns, according to the union contract.
Are they interns, or would they be work-study as well?
It's possible that they have a similar work-study program as UW does. I think MATC does as well.
Because, okay. I mean, I know Don Madlin,
right.
He's also on the Business and Education mm-hmm. Partnership Committee, and so, and again, I think you'd be somebody to tap into.
Speaking of that, the interns, so your staff, are they MPI representatives?
No.
So there's no conflict there, nobody's taking
that's what we said. I mean, our staff is, that's what we've said to the union. Our staff has advocated for a program like this in the past, but it didn't get very far. Advocated to who? To the union.
Well, yeah, if you're using non-union personnel. If you're using non-union personnel to do union work, that's a violation. Contract.
We should do it.
We should do what?
Use non-union.
That's not what I meant. Well, we should televise it. I mean, definitely we should.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily agree no matter the cost, but I think we
should agree. Let's do it incrementally. We do need to know the budget, but perhaps experiment with what it feels like in McDaniels. I'm not enthusiastic about meeting on the stage. I don't like that. Being above everybody.
If it says Marsha said, the chairs go around us, and we won't even notice the difference.
As long as none of them fall off the stage.
You know, can I mention something? At Rotary, about two or three presidents ago, didn't like the fact, because we also had a stage. You know, you all have gone to Rotary, and you look down to the members. So what they did, they set it up like tables up there as well, and people sat on the chairs. But it still didn't, because if you have 300, 400 people, 150 people, they're not all going to fit in the stage.
No.
And it's still not going to resolve all the problem, from my perspective. And to me, I would also be careful that nobody falls off of that stage, because that would be a big risk for us.
And the reality is that if we have 100 people coming down, we move to McDaniels. Anyways.
Yeah.
It's just that for most of our meetings, we have anywhere from a couple to 10 or so.
I would prefer to do it, televise them and do it here in this room.
$22,000. It would be an extra $22,000, according to this, right?
I just think that in terms of community-wide, I think more people need to have access to this board than they do right now. And, you know, again, $22,000 to me would be money well spent in that particular aspect, in terms of allowing the people who are paying the taxes, who are supporters of the school district, detractors of the school district, whatever, allowing them to see what's going on in here. Because right now, it's communication is pretty much one way, and I think people really need to see these decisions being made. And again, you know, $22,000.
That's just for the equipment to hold it here, and then put any
of the staff
time. Well, the staff time will be, I mean, whether we hold it here or there.
Right, but I'm just saying, I think John's point, to say $22,000 to provide access.
That's not different. Matter of fact, I was going to ask, that's my next follow-up question. Thanks for reminding me. Wasn't there a time when all those meetings were televised? No. I thought you were telling me that. You were telling me about Jerry Smith, and I think this was back in maybe your first year or something like that.
No, what I was telling you, that my first year, when we used to have the meetings at McDaniels, Jerry Smith would speak for about an hour. And we were there till 12 or 1 in the morning.
Two things that have changed. I think this happened after you were first elected. One, it used to be that we had two televised meetings.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I meant, Jim.
Okay.
And we had many more committees. Some of the committees met at the same time. So the committee chair in reporting did much more description of what the committee discussion had involved, and and there was somewhat more debate in the context of the televised meetings, because not everybody attended most of the committee meetings. There's things like, you know, policy and procedures met on Tuesday nights once a month. Buildings and grounds met on Thursday afternoon, late afternoon, and so it tended to be that only the committee members were there. And so each committee chair spent a little more time discussing. So those two changes The fact that we hold all of our committee meetings now on Monday night, so that all of us tend to be here, not excluding all of the time, but a fair amount, and the fact that we only have one televised meeting a month, changed a lot of the discussion, I think.
Maybe if we, again, could just figure out a way, a lower cost mechanism, and if that means here, there, or whatever, I think that would be a good thing to at least look at.
Okay, let's do it this way. We've got, Marcia's going to come back with an estimate of what the costs are likely to be for the personnel cost. And we will be getting, we're supposed to be getting new tables by November.
I have to work with Tom Pierce because he does the purchasing.
So we don't know when that'll come. So we need a timeline.
Well, we're hoping that all will be done by November.
Okay. Those two things are in the works. Right, we'll get the report on the personnel costs.
And I can show you some examples of the tables. That might help for you to visualize.
This is you're out of Fund 80, particularly for this portion.
Primarily, yeah. I believe my position is still in Fund 10.
Okay. But the costs of televising.
Yes.
Is Fund 80, yes. Which means we're not pitting it against classroom stuff.
How about we try a couple dry runs? I said dry runs, maybe sometime this fall, have a few of the committees, again, maybe before the regular meeting at 7:15, maybe having, whatever, on a particular day, a committee meeting or something, meet down there.
So get the tables first.
Why don't we try it with just our regular configuration or whatever? If there's three members on the committee, on the committee. So the three members can be either next to each other or in.
Actually, they need to see each other.
Well, you can look at the tables.
Yeah,
we can look at the tables. You don't want most people to get a bad feel right away.
Right.
Well, I mean,
right. And I would get
it back. It might be 2008 till we do this.
No, I mean, it's that folding table's in the work.
Well, I mean, again, I would really like to see how this would work. I mean, I don't necessarily have to mean whatever those tables that you're talking about getting, but try it.
You mean, to see the resulting tape in a committee setting as opposed to a regular board setting? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean.
Okay. I mean, we've done a couple of board discussions on the stage with folding tables, I think. What did we use? Mm-hmm. We were set up in a square as a panel.
Well, yeah, we did that governor's task force. State superintendent's task force.
Right. And they were in a circle.
They were in a circle. We can do a square. We can triangle, I don't know.
Right. Trapezoid. Maybe difficult. Octagon.
Well,
an octagon, each of us will have our own side, and Barb will have hers.
Do you know which committee meeting you'd like?
Let me see whether that is there.
Legislative.
is there agreement that we'll do a test run of without all of the?
I don't care.
Yeah,
okay, we'll do it. We'll try to find a time that's convenient and do one. I think it's going to be easier to do it not on a regular televised board meeting at night, just because if we're going to
right.
be in some sort of circle, we can all be in the right configuration for board meeting. Okay, that. Why don't we take I think we knew where we're going. Thank you, Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take a break? And we'll come back and we'll start off with talking about the superintendent evaluation.
How many have we done so far? Two?
We've done. I think it's scheduled in August 22nd. So.
I have a question. Are we going to talk about the form? Or are we going to actually talk about how we personally would evaluate that? Because, I mean, I'm uncomfortable about doing that in the open session.
Yeah, we're going to look. I've laid out. My suggestion is that we evaluate the superintendent on these items and that our evaluation focus on what we see as strengths and where we see needs for improvement. So we're not doing the evaluation, we're talking about what is being the areas that I am suggesting or proposing that we evaluate him on. And it's important to remember that we have to have the superintendent's agreement for the basis of on which we're evaluating. It's a joint agreement, a partner's contract.
Can I get a copy of the contract?
Sure. Barb, can you have clearance?
It's a new leader delegated there.
I'd like one too.
Okay.
Yeah. Just get a copy.
Actually, why don't you? Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Jen.
I only asked because I did see the minutes from your last evaluation of the superintendent. And to be quite honest with you, and to be quite blunt with you, it really seemed like the discussion got away from almost evaluation of the superintendent versus either political or personal attacks on either him or the district. That was, again, from the minutes that I read. And I guess.
Fair assessment.
Well, okay, all right.
You have a question?
No, it wasn't really a question, it was just that comment. And again, I really would hope that this next evaluation goes away from that and really just gets into his evaluation and keeps the other stuff out of it.
Yeah. Well, my view of an evaluation, speaking as someone who has been evaluated, more than been evaluated, is that the process of evaluation is meant to provide ongoing feedback to a person about how they're carrying out the functions of their job. That it is not a time for dealing with personal issues that one might have with the superintendent or the district. If other people have a different view of what the role of the evaluation is, I think this is the time to start talking about it.
I don't understand your question, Carl. I guess if you I'm sorry.
Are there any changes here? Is there anything that is here that either you don't feel comfortable with? Is there something that is missing, Laurie?
It's not that I feel uncomfortable with anything. It's from a clarification. A couple things. Goals in the strategic plan. Since I'm been looking at the strategic plan, I have a question of which goals, because it seems that things have changed over time. And the same thing in number two, to make progress on the board's three priorities. One thing that has become clear as I've looked at the strategic plan, kind of the last three that we've done, is that where we had more priorities before and the reading and math and attendance were the measurements of one goal, they now have become apparently the three goals. And I guess I'm not, and we'll talk about that more in the strategic plan. I think we need to roll in
many more of those other priorities that were addressed before. So I have a question on A1, what the goals of the strategic plan mean, and in 2, the reference to 3 priorities.
Okay. What I meant, and I didn't have the strategic plan in front of me, and paper in my computer room and everything I could put away. What I meant was what we call strategic priorities. It's at the center
okay,
of...
Okay, and that?
And it's... That's the set of priorities that the board historically directs the superintendent to use in constructing the budget, and so.
Okay, so then on A1, can we change that to the strategic priorities?
Yes, that makes sense.
In the strategic plan?
Right.
Then we all know what that's going to be.
Right.
And then in A2, organizing the district to make progress on the board's 3 priorities?
And those are the Board of Education goals. That I mean, we've always talked about those as the 3 priorities of the board. So.
Yeah, and that's where, as we talk later about the strategic plan, it became apparent that these were just, the goals here were just to address under strategic priorities, number 1, the first bullet point. And all the other items under strategic priorities were going to be developed and never were. And I think that's kind of troubling to me if we always just focus on those other 3 things. So I guess to make progress on the board's 3 priorities, I guess why shouldn't it be to make progress on the board's strategic priorities and use the 1 through 5 again?
The reason I did it is that that's the set of priorities we historically, and really remembering that this is intended to kind of look back and bring us up to date. We ask for and get a regular report on what the district is doing in each of those 3 areas. So it's something that... It's consistent with what we have expected from the superintendent up to now.
Yes, one of the things that's troubling to me, though, is that when you look at the strategic priorities 1 through 5, that, I mean, are we evaluating on all of those things? I mean, how does fiscal responsibility?
Well, that's where A1 is. Is intended to look at the extent to which he's organized the districts around those strategic priorities.
Is it aligned? I guess, I mean, we can talk about that in the strategic plan, but I'm troubled that, especially in budgeting decisions and things like that, that the Board of Education goals are given preeminence over 1 through 5.
That's been a decision of the board.
But I don't think that's reflected in any of the strategic planning documents.
That may be true, but.
So, I mean, so this may be appropriate for this evaluation, but I'm hoping our strategic plan goes back to what we've repeatedly said, and that we hold the district to making progress on all the strategic priorities, not just 1.
Well, that will be, I think, part of the discussion that we will have. But I guess there's a whole history and rationale for focusing on the three priorities.
You mean the 3 goals?
Goals.
The 3
yeah.
Goals.
Yeah.
Okay. I should change that.
Yeah.
What are you changing again?
I'm going to change, and I'll send this out to you.
A2.
I changed A1 to saying aligning the work of the district with the strategic priorities in the strategic plan. And I'm revising A2 to organizing the district to make progress on the board's three goals. Okay, any other questions, comments?
Just
as far as process, then, how does...
I can't hear you, Lord.
As far as process, how does... Is everything handled in the Human Resources Committee? Does the board ever talk about it at a closed session or something so we have a chance to give input?
Okay. Are you talking about the actual evaluation of the superintendent?
Yes.
Will be done in closed session by the board?
By the whole board?
Right.
Oh, okay. And so does the board talk about it before they give the evaluation?
Yeah.
I think it's, after this question of Human Resources Committee and how the process is going to be, or what it's going to be, I think in the past, it's just close meetings where we either, I thought it was filling forms, and we evaluated the superintendent based on satisfactory, exemplary needs were, and we go in and we basically check boxes. And I think developing the process, and it's gonna unfold. I like to leave that to the discussion of the Human Resources, with also input from the board. But I don't think that we're set in any way. This is the way that it has to be done. And it's been on, as long as I can remember, it's been an ongoing discussion and oftentimes heated among the board as to what is the best approach to evaluating the superintendent. And also, is this the best way to...
Just to give you some background, the way we had gone about it in the past was the superintendent would come to us with a set of goals for the year that we would discuss as to whether these were the appropriate goals. Sometimes we agreed to them. Sometimes we suggested revisions. And the intent was that he would have a set of three or four goals that we agreed to in the summer and that he would work on during the year and then come back to us at the end of the academic year, again in the summer, that we would look at his performance on these goals and rate him basically on those. What happened the last time was he proposed some goals, and there was a great deal of discussion and the feeling was that these were not the appropriate goals. So the board then met to put together, and he basically said, well, why don't you suggest goals and give them to me, and I'll see whether that will be acceptable. And we met to put together goals for the superintendent, and there wasn't any agreement on the part of the board, and at that point, Ray, who was chair of the committee and handling this, said, well, why doesn't everybody put together some sample goals, and then we'll come back and look at them. And we never came back. I don't even know whether other people submitted written goals. And I think part of it was that there was a great deal of unhappiness over the process that had, the the way in which the last evaluation developed. So what I'm cutting this into two pieces. I'm saying, okay, we've had a period of time when we have not done a formal evaluation, and that we need to bring ourselves up to date. From this point, looking back over the last couple of years, these are some of the things that we will look at. But from here forward, we need a new process, or we need a process that will meet our needs and meet the superintendent's needs more easily, more congenially than what this process has. So your question, in terms of what I see us doing, is once we agree on this, I have a couple of questions of what you want. But my intent would be that we would then use this for our discussion in August, identifying what we see as strengths and areas for improvement.
So my question was, before we meet with Art, are we going to talk about these issues and his particular performance of these issues among the board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's in closed session.
In closed session.
The way we usually have done it, though I will say that there have been times when the board has met in closed session with the superintendent, not Art, but earlier superintendents, and done a face-to-face kind of evaluation. It did not work well. But usually what we do is we have a closed session and discussion on each item and sort of put together what is a consensus view. Now, there, since we do it as a whole, there may be a few, there may be people who disagree, but it's got to be majority. So, yeah.
And then the whole board gives the evaluation, or is...
The president
communicates.
Yeah, I conducted the meeting and the whole board gave the evaluation.
Yeah, but then you communicated to Art what the points in the evaluation.
Right, yeah.
And there was also a public... statement we issued.
Numerical evaluations and everything, so it's very finite.
Okay.
Please. Question.
Yeah.
Also, there been any thought about doing some sort of survey of staff of the superintendent? I realize the superintendent is, in essence, the board's employee. But there are people underneath the superintendent that...
Sorry, Mr. Winkler.
There's people underneath the superintendent that... And again, and I'm just kind of throwing this out in terms of kind of gaining their perspective as well. And again, the tool might not be an elaborate, 50-question questionnaire about the superintendent and his ability, but it could be just something, again, please rate the superintendent on fiscal matters, things like that, some of the things that we're discussing here.
But you don't do that for the fire chief.
Do we do that for the fire chief?
I just out of curiosity.
Oh, heck.
their answer is Michael. That's the way I would answer you. But I'm just asking.
I'm just throwing it out. I mean, again, I realize the superintendent is, in essence, seven people's employee.
But he's our employee and the community, because we're also elected, and he's a public servant.
Right. This is just I don't know if that's a perspective that the board members want to hear. But that might not be a true perspective. That's the people who come to you and say that, they got too many administrators, whatever. But if it was done in a way, again, you just survey 50 teachers and get their perspective, or however many, the administration, whatever, 25 administrators, tally those, get their
average their scores or whatever. And, I mean, again, that's just another perspective. Because, again, of course, you do hear those things or whatever, but I don't think that doesn't mean everybody thinks that way.
Well, two things to share. We got rid of that survey of Midland administration from to realize people were taking shots without being held accountable and having to explain the response. And when you choose, so that comes out, you choose 50 teachers which ones. And same with administrators, those below him. That's not to say there won't be many praise him, but in fact, statistically, there are far more people who criticize than praise in any kind of social interaction. The overture board, we were talking about the amount of complaints coming in, the amount of compliments. And for I don't remember what the statistics are, but for every complaint coming in, you have 20 others who feel the same. Okay. For every compliment you come in, that comes in, you have four or five others who feel the same. But the people who complain tell their story over and over and over and over again, so that it assumes a larger proportion. People have had a better experience.
I use that word.
It's clear he's a retired.
In Texas, we use that word. I'm good with you.
I figured Texas. And so you get this rather statistical anomaly where the negative reports far outnumber the positive reports, but are not representative of what, in fact, people are feeling. It's like being a passenger on an airplane. You have a bad flight, you will tell four of them. You will tell 20 people about that. If you have a good one, how many do you tell? One? Two?
Whoever meets you at the airport.
Right, exactly. And then the story is dead. And so so we have to be very careful about it. He's our employee, you're right. And we get a sense of things, as you said, we do hear the comments.
Yeah, when we are getting to the point of actually doing the evaluation or what's in that, I mean, it'll be in the paper or something, we will get a lot of comments from the public and from staff, and as we all would do, but I mean, they'll be more concentrated. I'm not sure, I mean, I think there are perspectives that would be very, very valuable for us to have. I'm not sure whose they are.
But that's what I mean in terms of just having a random sample. I mean, you don't know who you're going to get. And again, I guess I don't know how you generate that. You know, if I have the list and they're numbered, and you draw 50 numbers, and okay, well, those are the ones you're going to send a survey out to, and if, you know, 50 of them, if 30 come back, you know, we'll tally. I mean, I just put it out there.
One?
Yeah, I'm trying to look at it from another perspective of what you're saying. And whether it's random or not, you're never going to get accuracy or you're never going to dilute the emotions from people that may not like him or may be angry with him. I don't think you'll be able to decipher that, regardless of whether you have a specific sample or not. In getting feedback, I agree with what, you know, already I think Lori, Carol, and Bill, and even you have said, we get feedback all the time. And you know, especially you and I, when we go into the minority community, and our black kids are not performing at the level, you know, we get it all the time, whether it's a Juneteenth or your street ball or the, whatever it is, an ally, I know, boy, I get it every day. The issue for me, as a former executive director already of two agencies, when you ask your employees to evaluate you, no matter how controlled or how careful you are, it's counterproductive. And I think it's destructive from my perspective. And I've had that done. Don't get me wrong, I've had it done. And people will take shots at you. People will take shots at you that are disgruntled, that disagree with your approach, disagree with your style, and so forth. But still looking at what you're asking, I think some kind of structured feedback from people, not necessarily employees, but just community people. How we do that, I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I'm saying what you're saying has some legitimacy from my perspective on that side of it. But if I'm going to ask the administrative staff or teachers or aides or custodians or, you know, on down the line, and I had a run-in with Mr. Rainwater or I had a disagreement with Mr. Rainwater, and I am the person that's going to be interviewed or asked to do the questionnaire, well, you know, I'm going to give it up. And then when we get that information, the public will want to know what we do with it. And if it's negative and we just sidestep it or ignore it, then the community will be upset. If it's positive, which, like Bill said, more than likely it won't, you know, well, those people feel that way, but they really don't know how to deal with, you know, they really don't know the run-in I had with it. So you got to be very careful how, if we do that, which I don't agree we should from my perspective, if we do that, just getting that kind of response from community or parents or staff, we have to be very careful, because if we do it and then we get that information, then we have to be careful. And the other thing, which is very important, that the superintendent would have to agree if we were to do something like that, because part of his contract is that it would be up for discussion. Now, you know, like I said, we get feedback all the time, and most of it is the negative stuff, not the positive stuff, you know. And I'm just saying be careful, because I think it undermines to a certain degree, you know, the not necessarily the authority of the individual, but it undermines the leadership of that individual to carry out what we expect from him as a superintendent.
Yeah, I do want to reflect on one thing. I mean, particularly in the situation that we've been in over the last several years where we've been making lots of cuts, and many people have seen this as a very personal attack to them.
No, I understand. How about flipping it around and maybe looking at his contemporaries?
His peers?
You know? Yeah, his peers. You know, the people, you know, again, other CEOs or business leaders and things like that that he interacts with. Again, how, unless they tell you, you know, I think the superintendent's great or whatever, you know, how would you know?
Okay, and that actually feeds in a little bit to one of my next question. I mean, I haven't heard, other than the issues that Gloria's raised, anybody else raising concerns about the things that we're going to evaluate him on. My question, and the connection to what Johnny was saying, is do we want the superintendent to provide us with a brief summary of what he would say, you know, he has done in each of these areas? And the connection here is, for instance, three, representing the district and the community and collaboration. I know that Art is on the United Way board, which I do not believe, certainly neither of the other superintendents I've been as a board member have ever been invited to be on the board. Or asked to be on the board.
We've been on the United Way cabinet, which is the fundraising part, but not on the board.
And there would be a set of people at the United Way, at Chamber of Commerce, Business and Education Partnership. I don't know if there still goes with me. The foundation board, that people that he has worked with, we could ask him if we want to include some comments from community members. We could ask for that. Now that's not, I mean, it's not direct. It's something that he would generate rather than us generating.
Wouldn't that have to be the thing that you have to Yes, he would. And I'm raising the question, the first part of the question, do we want him to provide us with a brief summary of his, what he would see as his, what he has done in each of those areas? Lori?
A couple things. One, I'm really, really pleased that we're going to do this, and I will get to it and do it. It's done. And as Carol said, next year the Human Resources Committee can look at whether we want to change what the evaluation is, and I think that would be a good time to talk about whether we should have more of an input component, Johnny, but I think we really need to do this soon. And when I looked at the items here, I do think it would be helpful to have the superintendent provide something, probably in writing, on the things about how he's done in those categories. But frankly, I think this board can do an evaluation on these criteria, which I do think is a good set of criteria for this evaluation after we haven't had one for quite a while. I really do agree that leadership, district climate and morale, and his response and his relationship with the board are the primary things we should be evaluating on, especially for this go around. So for what we're trying to do and where we are right now, I'm really comfortable going with this.
Any other? And you would like, I'll work with him to.
Because I wouldn't have known that thing about United Way. And I think that then allows him to
put before it. I mean,
right.
When, as someone who's been evaluated, I frequently was asked to put together kind of what I saw as the things that I had done, you know, what projects I'd worked on and what I saw as the strengths of what I'd done, this sort of thing. So it's very consistent. Evaluate firefighters.
We have an evaluation process. When you're newly hired, you also have one to go into promotions.
But yeah. Otherwise, do you have anything manual?
No.
No interval thing like every 4 or 5 years or something?
Well, we have like special testing that we do every year. 1 year, and it rotates. 1 year, it's a crew testing where your crew has to do certain procedures in a certain amount of time. Next year, you have individual testing where you have to do 10 different tasks that you have to do in a certain amount of time. So, yeah, we get evaluated that way as well. Plus, we at one time we were also doing surveys, particularly with our paramedic personnel.
Getting back on there.
Mm-hmm. And trying to, again, it's different. Obviously, it's a different situation, but. I understand in terms of, the superintendent, he does need to be evaluated. It needs to be done soon. We could tinker with this till, 2006. I agree. We need to move forward and, maybe we can talk about some other things later on. Probably with the new superintendent by that time.
Aren't we supposed to do this every year?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm going to tell you that, are we going to move forward with this? I mean, is this a subject to a vote? Is this...
Okay. We can adopt it as a formal measure if we would like, or I think we can just move forward with it.
Your note says that you can do he's in agreement with you.
Yes.
Is it in a solid enough agreement to make a motion?
Yeah. He's looked at that. He said it was worked for. Okay.
Even though it's not on this agenda, as
well, it is on the agenda.
Well, yeah, that like number two, which is.
Well, but we could take it. If it's listed on the agenda, we can't take action.
Okay.
That's all that means. Just can't take action. I think it's not so.